You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story going around. I think this was the Wall Street Journal talking about separation anxiety for dogs. Some people deal with separation anxiety. Dogs allegedly deal with it. And they say after, you know, people started going back to the office, dogs had gotten used to people hanging out around the house. And now the dogs are all sad.
Oh.
So how are people dealing with this? They say a variety of ways. Some people turn on the television to kind of keep them company. So there's like talking going on. There are some people who are setting up all day Zoom sessions, little two-way technology. So they'll have a screen set up with all day Zoom going, and they will click on every once in a while and talk.
Who's a good boy?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Daddy's going to be home soon. Who's a good boy?
My favorite, though, is in the story they say people are giving their dogs a little friend in the form of a Roomba vacuum.
A Roomba? They just fire the Roomba up and let it run around?
And I guess if it moves around the house to the dog, it's
just interaction.
It's another companion.
That's weird. That's crazy.
You know, it would be funny if you took your Zumba and you put like a, I don't know, like some sort of head on it.
Sure.
A little picture of you, maybe. And
some sort of head that moves around the room.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. They have those Wi-Fi treat dispensers now, too. So no matter where you're at, you hit a little thing on your phone, and it'll spit out a cookie for your dog while you're away.
Boop, boop. Really?
Drops it into a bowl. Yeah. It's kind of neat.
Huh. You should have that hooked up with your, and only do it during the Zoom call.
Yeah.
So that the dog makes a correlation. If I come in here to talk to you, I'm going to
get a little cookie.
That would be more like separation anxiety for the human, I think.
I've got to see my dog.
I want a little treat dispenser for me.
No kidding. And then get a load of this. A recent poll found that 30% of single people claim they have hooked up with a bartender. So I guess what they're saying is, if you're that person who's sitting there at the end of the night, all intoxicated, hitting on the bartender, according to this survey, you got a chance.
Yeah.
There is a chance. You're saying there's a chance.
It's good to be a bartender, huh?
Now, they say they're not sure if it's people hooking up that way or if it's somebody who just happens to start dating a bartender. But, you know, they weren't on the clock when that happened. But still, 30% of single people have hooked up at least once with a bartender. Oh, and I'm trying to think, even during my wild and crazy 1990s, I don't think that ever happened.
No. That's the classic story of my girlfriend who left me for the bartender at Applebee's.
That's right. So she's part of the 30%.
She's part of it. Yep. Absolutely.
Huh. All right. What else is trending?
Yellowstone is trending this morning. If you're planning to head out for a little summer vacay to Yellowstone this week, don't. Effective immediately, all entrances to Yellowstone National Park are temporarily closed due to substantial flooding, rock slides, mudslides. Entire roads have been washed away.
Have you seen some of these photos?
I've been watching some of the video this morning of like cabins floating, just floating away. There goes a cabin. There's a little moose in a life vest just floating away. Anyway, they get something like 800,000 people visiting that park in June. Something crazy. It's some giant number. So obviously they're very concerned with the amount of people and campers. There's campers stranded right now because the road leading to some of the campgrounds is gone. It's just gone. It floated away. So it's a big old mess right now. So if you are thinking about heading out to Yellowstone, maybe next summer might be a good choice for you. Don't go now.
Give them time to repair the road.
That's right. My goodness. Well, with Father's Day coming up, maybe you're stumped as to what to get Dad for a gift. Maybe you should consider an elegant pearl necklace. I guess this is the hip, cool thing to do for guys now. A lot of baseball players are wearing pearl necklaces. Harry Styles has been spotted. Drake. They say that they are designing masculine pearl jewelry now, specifically for men. They say it's a symbol of power, Dom.
Let me raise my hand here and say something. I wrote a bit about this for the Mindbender Club mailer, and I admitted that I would definitely do this if it's those dark Tahitian pearls.
Yeah.
I love those. If really? I'm going to give a woman a like a necklace thing like mm-hmm. that, it would be the Tahitian pearls.
Yeah, those are pretty.
Beautiful.
They say pearls continue to be timeless and elegant and playful, much like me.
Why wouldn't a guy get away with wearing
pearls? I know our producer, Josh. She comes in from time to time with the pearl necklace on. And yeah. I'm not that adventurous. This would not be for me. I'm not a necklace person anyway.
Well,
okay. Adventurous to me would be like putting a red t-shirt on today. I'm like, whoa, it's so vibrant.
So I will have to agree with that. I'm not I wear a one ring and nothing
yeah,
else.
Same.
But I'm saying I wouldn't be against it. I think they're classic looking.
I don't know. All right.
Plus, you
give
know,
it a shot
so many,
just for funsies.
So many things that, you know, stereotypically, you know, women use accessory wise started with guys doing, like purses and things like that.
Yeah,
it used to be.
That's right.
What dudes, you know, so.
That's right.
Who cares?
Who cares? If it makes you feel good, put on your goofy necklace. Who cares?
Yeah, wear
whatever.
The necklace.
Annual survey on America's favorite vegetables just came out, Dom. Woo-wee, I love this survey. What do you think's number one? If you could pick a vegetable.
Vegetable. Do they count potatoes?
Ooh, I don't see potatoes in here. Maybe they did. It's all the biggies. Corn, carrot. Oh, no, there is potatoes. Asparagus. Makes your pee smell funny. Number one, broccoli. America loves broccoli.
You're telling me that Americans prefer broccoli over potatoes?
I don't know. Broccoli was number one here in this big rectangle that we're living in. I will tell you right now, broccoli with some olive oil and some minced up garlic in the air fryer for about 20 minutes.
Delish.
That is some tasty, tasty food right there.
And good for you.
We had this whole conversation with the kids last night about the best food to be eating because they were like really curious about what's the best food to eat that's the most healthy. So we went into the whole spiel about avocados and blueberries and broccoli because we were eating broccoli last night and it is a superfood.
Yeah.
And to bring it home, to bring this whole story home, here you go.
Broccoli, broccoli, it's time to eat your broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, 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 I want to eat the broccoli.
It makes you just want to have a big old bowl of broccoli, doesn't it?
Doesn't take much to do kid songs, does it?
Yeah, you just sit there clapping.
Anybody could write and perform
broccoli,
a kid's song.
Broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccoli, broccoli, it's time to eat your broccoli.
Yes, 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 I want to eat the broccoli.
And you could really insert any food into that, too. It's like corn dogs.
Don't we kind of insult children by dumbing down lyrics that much?
Kids in general at that age, not to be mean, but they're not that bright. I mean, you need simple little things.
Because we're dumbing them down with
stupid
songs.
You're learning colors and fruits and vegetables.
Step up the lyrical.
What would your lyrics sound like?
I would have to sit down here and write it, but I wouldn't say, I love to eat my broccoli. I mean, it would be something a little bit more clever.
But it needs to be fun and whimsical so they can enjoy eating this superfood.
All right.
You don't want, like, death metal. Broccoli, 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 broccoli.
Kids would like that.
Hey, speaking of kids, I got a good one here for the clickbait. Do the little ding-ding thing there. The
clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Another reason why life is so much harder when you have kids. This post has gone viral on Facebook. It's a couple in the UK who took their two children to a hardware store the other day. Basically, the UK version of Home Depot. They turned their backs for just a second, and one of the kids decided to go number two in one of the toilet displays. It's poopy. Anyway, poor dad had to fish it out. Anyway, the photos have gone viral. They're on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.